The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Go ahead and settle into the meditation posture. Maybe you want to adjust a little bit. Your body is relaxed and comfortable as far as it's possible at this moment. When you're ready, you can close your eyes. And tune into the posture, the sitting posture, the body sitting here. Just knowing that you're sitting. You can also tune into the body and see if there's any areas in the body that hold some tension or where there is some discomfort or that in some way it asks for your attention. And you can just go ahead and pay some attention to those areas. Invite them to soften, to relax. Some common areas where we hold tensions in the forehead, in the jaw, shoulders. Maybe there are different areas for you. If you feel that's complete, then you could, if you wish, open to whatever is present in this moment, whatever is most obvious. This could be something in the body, sounds, or maybe something in the mind, thinking, feeling, emotion. Just being aware what's most obvious. Maybe you are in a hurry to be on time for the meditation and still feel that in your system. Thoughts about what you just did or what you still need to do. Whatever it is, you can just be aware of it. No need to change it. Sometimes it can be helpful to just drop in an invitation for the body and the mind to relax. May the body relax. May the mind relax. Can be aware of this inner chatter that is sometimes going on, all these thoughts stumbling over each other. Be aware of thinking, just noticing thinking is happening. It can be helpful to see it that way, not like I am thinking, but just thinking. Thinking is happening. We can be aware of this inner chatter, these thoughts, speaking to ourselves, or maybe images that arise in thinking. And we can be aware of the skillfulness of these thoughts. Are these thoughts harsh or maybe kind? Their inner criticism? Or is there some kindness and compassion for yourself in these thoughts? Or maybe they're kind of neutral, not really flavored in any kind of direction. We don't have to change our inner speech. We can just be aware of what is happening. We can have an intention to learn from it. See what is happening, and if it's something that leads to suffering or leads away from suffering, or it's happiness and peace. And maybe you can feel that this inner harsh speech, the inner critic or self-judgment, can be painful. While these kind words that may arise at times can feel healing and pleasant and wholesome. And being aware of the different flavors of inner speech. Continue in silence. last few minutes of the meditation, we can take a moment to send some metta, some loving kindness towards all of us here on Zoom. We can include ourselves. May we all be happy. From our hearts, we can wish ourselves and others, may we all be happy. May we all be at ease. May we all know peace. And we can extend our circle to all of those who might be listening to the recording of this meditation. May all of us and all of those listening know peace. And lastly, we can take a moment to share the merit, the goodness that arises from practice, from meditating, to share that with all beings everywhere. And even if our meditation has some bumps and some things come up for us, our intention to meditate is what counts. That's what brings about the goodness, the merit. So this merit we can share, all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere share in this merit. May it benefit their freedom from suffering.